Throughout today's session, we covered a variety of techniques which I can then employ within my classroom setting as a future educator. Drama is very important within the curriculum and can be used in many ways as it is very flexible. We began by reading a children's storybook called The Tunnel by Anthony Brown, and it was very engaging for us as the lecturer, Andrew, who was reading the book, changed his tone, he altered his pace to make us more interested, and we became really caught up in the story. This is a very important skill to use when reading a book to children, as it makes the story more interesting and allows the listeners to become more engaged with the text. Andrew stopped a quarter of the way through the book and asked us to reflect on how the two characters in the book were feeling and what we thought was going to happen next. Within the book, there was a boy and a girl who were brother and sister, and they were set out to play together because they were arguing with one another and they were told to run home before lunch. The brother took a turn to go into a tunnel and the sister was frightened to go into the tunnel. So we looked at both perspectives on how the boy was feeling and how the girl was feeling. We did this through a technique called rolling the wall, which allowed us to step into the shoes of each character and think about how they may be feeling. I really enjoyed using this skill, as it was a kind of strange feeling to trying to think from someone else's point of view, but it was very beneficial as you're gathering a better understanding of the character and how they're feeling or how they view the situation. This is a very good technique when working with children, as they often struggle to see situations from another perspective, and by doing this it will enable them to use role reversals in other situations of their daily life and consider how their peers may be feeling, their parents or guardians. I would definitely use this technique in my future practice, as it is an important skill for all to learn that is adaptable to many situations. We then moved on to another technique called mime, which is when we acted out part of the book. The children within the story became across a large tree in the scary forest, and we set the scene by acting as a tree and considered the noises that they may hear in that situation. This was very interesting, as it got us all really involved in the story, and we were considering the setting that the children were in, truly putting ourselves in the shoes of the characters. It opened up a discussion on how the children were feeling and how we would feel in that situation. This generated quite a lot of conversation, and it put them in a reflective state of mind, and we could also think of a time where they felt scared or alone or frightened. From this, we then moved on to monologue, where we physically acted out how the children in the book were feeling in a controversial way. The group that I was in took on the role of the girl, and we improvised on thoughts and how she was feeling. This tested our skills of thinking on the spot, as well as to think from the girl's point of view. In contrast to this, another member of the group would speak and say how the boy was feeling, implementing a technique called voice in the head. This part was difficult, as it wasn't a conversation. We had to ignore what the other person was saying, and it was quite hard to do this. I would use this technique in my future practice, as it gets you really thinking and you become fully immersed in your role. This input made me feel more confident with drama, as I now know that there are many techniques and strategies that I can use to create learning experiences for children, and they don't have to be very difficult. They do not have to be overly complicated, can be adapted to the age and stage of development, and can be as challenging as you wish. It was very reassuring for myself, and I'll be more willing and more confident to carry out a lesson with regards to drama in the future.